At 4:30 p.m. Monday, an iPhone alarm in the city clerk's office signals the cutoff for filing to run for Juneau Assembly.
Time's up.
Each of the seats will be contested, but for Jesse Keel's District 1, which covers downtown Juneau and Douglas, it'll be a three-way race. Former bank manager Chuck Collins is running for the first time since his unsuccessful bid for an area-wide seat in 2001. This time, he says he's targeting Keel, who is often overruled by the assembly majority.
He's not near as business-friendly as I would like to see him be. I've known Jesse 20 years. He's a good guy, but I just don't agree with some of his stances on it. And I'm much more aligned with some things that other assembly members have agreed with that he's stood against.
Collins is staunchly in favor of extending the road up Lynn Canal, but he says his main platform is improving quality of life, which he says has declined due to crime and a visible homeless problem with people sleeping and loitering downtown.
I think it's time we take our town back. I'm not saying that they have to go anywhere or anything. It's just that if they're going to be citizens of Juneau, then they need to be responsible citizens of Juneau.
A second challenger has also filed to run. Loretto Jones owns a charter boat business. She's also concerned about the face of downtown, but for a different reason.
One thing we have to consider is that many people here in Juneau don't even want to go downtown due to the cruise ship industry. And I worked in the Virgin Islands as a university professor, and I saw the cruise industry basically made it very difficult for locals to want to be part of their community again.
She's agreed with Jesse Keel on several controversial issues, including his opposition to the camping ordinance and his skepticism over the road up Lynn Canal.
I like Jesse. I think he's a good guy. I'm not running against the candidate. I think that there should be a change every once in a while. Like, let somebody take a deep breath. They can always come back.
District 2 includes the Mendenhall Valley, Auk Bay, and points north out the road. Incumbent Debbie White is a real estate agent and often vocal proponent of initiatives rolled out by Mayor Ken Couch. Her challenger is Rob Edwardson, an aide to Representative Justin Parrish. His positions on the road, the camping ordinance, and streamlining local review of mines sharply differ from Debbie White, as he told KTOO in a July interview.
Just this time around, I think I have something to offer based on my experience, based on my aptitude, and I wanted to offer that up to the voters.
And finally, there's the area-wide seat. It's currently held by Maria Gladyshevsky, a manager with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. She's being challenged by Carol Treem, an economic development advisor who also works for the state. In an interview, Treem didn't offer any specific differences from her opponent. Rather, she just said she's energized by the opportunity to run.
There's no time like the present, so I think I have the skills and passion and motivation and time and energy to devote to this now. So now's the time.
Election day is Tuesday, October 3rd. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.